extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Truth Jihad Radio. This is your host, Kevin Barrett, talking with Kevin Ryan about life, the universe, 9/11, and everything else. And I was wondering, Kevin, if we could talk a little bit about upcoming events and activities. You know, I'm heading from L.A. here to Montana next weekend, where I'll be speaking at a peace rally organized by, I believe it's the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center in Missoula, Montana, and then speaking at the University of Montana a week from Monday. And then I guess I know you had planned on speaking with me and maybe Steve Jones in Columbus, Ohio, sometime in late April. Are you still on board with that?
Right, yeah, and we're still waiting to hear the plans for that event, but, yeah, it sounds good so far. I'm also going to be next weekend in South Bend, Indiana, with Mike Berger and Webster Tarpley.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, on St. Patrick's Day. That happens to be the town where I worked when I was fired from Underwriters Laboratories. So I've been there before. Last September 11th, I gave a speech there, and they have a growing 9/11 truth group there in the area. So it ought to be a good time.
Yeah, you get to see some of your old friends, acquaintances, and dare I say, coworkers.
Yeah, in fact, that was the case. Last time I was there, and I hope to see more of them this time.
That's right. Well, you know, I think that as time goes on, more and more of them are going to be tipping their hats to you.
I hope so. I hope we can all, pull together and figure out what to do after we've realized and reached a critical mass awareness for 9/11 truth.
And speaking of what we do next, how do you think we can take 9/11 truth, you know, out of the internet and out of these rented hotel rooms, as Bob Bowman says, and into the streets and, you know, into real life and make an impact on reality with this movement that so far has been one of ideas and education primarily spread through the internet? What will it take to take take us in public in a big way?
Well, I think that first of all, it'll take some realization on the part of those people who control the media, and so we need to speak to them whenever possible, and we need to be respectful of the fact that, first of all, you know, we're dealing with people, whether we're dealing with 9/11 truth activists or people who haven't yet started to realize the need for truth, or even when we're dealing with those people that we suspect as being the actual culprits behind 9/11. So we're dealing with people. We need to approach them in a way that allows them, whenever possible, to have the opportunity to look into it. So when I approach Matthew Rothschild, I have to be fair with the guy. You know, this is a guy who went on radio with Mike Berger and did a very polite and open debate. He wasn't somebody who just throws, you know, writes essays and criticizes people and then won't come out and talk with them about it. So all these people are not necessarily, you know, lost causes, right? The people who wouldn't look at the issues before may do so a day or a month later. So I think we need to keep an open mind as 9/11 truth activists. And also, Kevin, I have to give you some credit. I've seen you in action with people one-on-one, and I really believe that's what ultimately makes the difference, that, you know, just people you meet, and give them a deception dollar or talk to them about 9/11 truth in some way that doesn't, you know, scare the hell out of them right away. Just give them an opening to discuss it, and personal discussions have so far made a big difference, I think.
I think you're right, yeah. Are you referring by any chance to the time that you were there when I gave a deception dollar to the person selling coffee on the Amtrak train? Because
exactly
that didn't
right.
work so well. She wasn't happy about it.
I thought it worked very well, but maybe I didn't hear the whole conversation.
Well, that wasn't the best one. Best experience I've had giving people deception dollars. She wasn't too happy about the whole inside job thing when she understood that's what it was about. But you know, I think you're right. We have to keep talking to people one-on-one and being patient with them. You know, not get in their faces and yell at them, because that just is going to slow down the process of learning. I think, you know, there's this process of desensitization when people are facing emotionally threatening information or images or whatever. They get desensitized over time as the threatening information or image keeps coming at them, and gradually it starts to, you know, the magic or the juju starts to wear off of it, and they can finally start to consider it on its merits. And so I think we just have to be patient and persistent with this one-on-one approaching people and be polite. And maybe just ask them to, well, you know, take a look at this DVD and, you know, hand them a DVD. I think that gets more results than yelling at them and ranting and raving.
I agree. And, you know, it's a shocking thing to realize the need. It for me, came on very suddenly, and it was really very shocking. And it takes a while for a person to understand or to even accept the fact that other things within their worldview are at risk, right? If you allow the fact that 9/11 truth is still a great need, then you're allowing the fact that the media maybe hasn't been open with us. The politicians have all, to some extent, covered it up. Those things are hard to accept.
That's right. Losing faith in our institutions. Well, maybe we need better institutions. This is Kevin Barrett talking with Kevin Ryan on Truth Jihad Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back in a few moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back to Truth Jihad Radio. This is your host, Kevin Barrett, talking to Kevin Ryan, the Underwriters Labs whistleblower, and I'm broadcasting live from Orange County, California. I'm at the 2007 Justice and Freedom Conference, sponsored by Freedom Law School. You can Google that stuff, Justice, Freedom, and maybe Irvine, I-R-V-I-N-E, and you'll see what's going on here. And we have some whistleblowers here, Kevin, some fantastic people. And in fact, you know, there are a couple of them are at sort of different ends of the whistleblowing trajectory in a way. William Rodriguez is here. He's giving the keynote speech tonight, and he was the last guy out of the North Tower. He personally saved 15 or so people. He pulled out people who'd been wounded, including people who'd been wounded by the massive explosion in the sub-basements of the North Tower that went off before the plane hit. And he has testified about bombs going off or explosions going off during the whole time that he was rescuing people and opening doors to the stairwells to let people out. And he's responsible for a couple hundred people being alive who wouldn't be alive without him, all because he showed up late for work that day, the only time in years he'd been late for work. Had he been on time, he would have been up above where the plane hit, and he would have probably lost his life. But he was late for work. He ended up being the only guy with a key. There were two or three other keys that the people left and fled. And so he was the only one there, and he saved a couple hundred people. William Rodriguez has been blowing the whistle on the 9/11 inside job ever since. And he just got back from Europe. he's had a tough time. He's traveling all over doing talks. He doesn't have a job anymore, and he refused to take the money that the government wanted to give him, that hush money that they were giving people for a while. And after, you know, 5.5 years, you know, William Rodriguez is, he's excited about the impact he's had and where the 9/11 Truth Movement is going. But, you know, it's a tough thing for him. And he lost his first child in a miscarriage last week. And you know, the guy, I feel for him. He's put so much into this. He's such an amazing guy, you know. and seeing him after his 5.5 years of his, you know, activism on this, it's really a moving experience. Another whistleblower we have here in Irvine is April Gallup, who was at the Pentagon with her 2-month-old baby when the first explosion happened at 9:31 in the morning. She was injured in that explosion, and she was able to save her 2-month-old baby and get out of the Pentagon. She saw absolutely no evidence whatsoever of any plane. There's nothing that looked like there, you know, remains of any plane, even though she was only about, you know, 40 or 50 feet from the impact point, or the alleged impact point. Her watch stopped at 9:30, which is consistent with all the other battery-operated clocks that were knocked off the walls, and, you know, dozens of these clocks all stopped at 9:31. The government tells us they originally said the plane hit at, you know, 9:50 or something, and they gradually pushed it back to 9:37. So we have the first explosions, which were apparently cordite explosions, because everybody there smelled cordite, that happened at 9:31. And April Gallup, the whistleblower, has come forward and is now speaking forwardly and, you know, honestly and at length about this to the 9/11 Truth Movement. So she's a whistleblower now, you know, full strength 5.5 years later. She's at the beginning of her real full whistleblowing career, I guess, just as Willie is like 5 years into it and feeling like he needs to take a little rest. Where are you at in your trajectory as a whistleblower, Kevin, and what's in the future for Kevin Ryan?
Well, hey, that's a good question. You know, I admire both April and William quite a bit. I've exchanged a few messages with William, and I have, as I said, great admiration for him. And, you know, I know he's been in it for quite some time, as you said, and whereas I started first questioning the official story in 2003 and in the latter part of the year when I started asking questions of upper management at UL. So, you know, it's been 3.5 years or so for me. That's a long time to, I really do feel for William, not only in terms of the financial risk and, you know, the real weight it puts on your family, but when you're talking about the World Trade Center, and I'm sure it's the same for April with the Pentagon, the issue is just so intense. You know, when you have to go and speak to groups of people or write about these events that were just, you know, just terrible things, it takes a great toll on you mentally and spiritually. And, I mean, that's the kind of thing that you need to work through in order to continue on year by year. You know, as far as financially for me, I've been able to get another job, and actually I'm doing very well in managing another group of chemistry laboratories after a few years of working as a process engineer. And, you know, this job now is just like, very much like my UL job, the kind of thing I like to do. So that kind of stuff is working out for me. My family is in good shape. I feel again for William, and sorry to hear about his child. But, you know, I know April also has gone through, from what I've heard, quite a bit of financial trouble. But I think that for me, the hardest thing is, you know, just the mental and emotional, spiritual weight of speaking about this issue that is so sensitive and so, at the same time, so incredibly horrific, you know. Those events were just, I don't know. I can't put it into words. It's just hard to, even today, talk about the idea that those people were actually murdered by our own government. And it's very likely that's the case. It's very hard to talk about, especially when so few people are willing to discuss it on a regular basis. But the impact of it for all of us going forward is such that if we don't talk about it now, we're going to be in worse shape down the road. So I'm glad that William and April are hanging in there, and I hope they continue to.
Yeah, and I hope you continue to too, Kevin, because you're one of the best voices in this movement, and your critique of the so-called scientists and their BS about the World Trade Center is as good as it gets.
You know, there a lot of people, you know, might subconsciously believe that PhD scientists would never lie to us, right? But you know, give Condoleezza Rice as an example. She's a social scientist with a PhD, and one of the first things out of her mouth after September 11th was that nobody would ever imagine that people would fly planes in the buildings. That's one of the most outrageous lies told in the whole thing. And we all know that was a lie now. I mean, it's fairly straightforward that was an incredible lie. So it should be hard for people to go forward and say, look, the government purchases the services of scientists in order to support their policies. That's a regular business. I mean, that's a good half of scientists today have or will work in the military industry, I think, in the United States. So it's not hard to believe that people will stretch the truth in order to support public policy. What's hard to believe for me is that those people won't, in the long run, see that that's damaging their own future. So that's where I think we need to hit home with them, that, look, we're all in this together, and we're going down a road that none of us wants to go down.
Absolutely. And the idea that they wouldn't lie to us, I think that, you know, that naive idea that's out there really, you know, it needs to be dealt with through conversations with people who are in, you know, high-level military intelligence and covert operations circles, because we those people know that, you know, truth is the first casualty of war, that, you know, as Lao Tzu said, it's all about deception. That's what war really is. War is about, you know, 90% deception and 9% perception, and the rest of it is actually fighting. And, you know, I was talking with Doug Roeke the other night. He's, again, somebody who's hung around at the top levels of the military, and he knows how both these two wars and a war trigger incident were planned in advance of 9/11. I asked him, you know, well, why, you know, and he said 9/11 was what it was all about. It wasn't about inoculating us against terrorism. There's no real terrorist threat. He said it was all about just those two wars. Those two wars had been on the drawing boards from the late 90s on, and they needed a major war trigger to happen, and so it had to be done. And, you know, I said, well, couldn't they just do something like the Gulf of Tonkin and, you know, have a, you know, something where people didn't get killed at that level? And he said, no, it wouldn't work. Just wouldn't work. People, you know, the Gulf of Tonkin has already been exposed, and the work that's been done on these war trigger incidents has made it impossible. You know, they couldn't do a war trigger incident in 2001 without killing thousands of people, which was precisely the insurance against getting caught, and also the insurance that they would have that immediate effect on public opinion to make war possible. And he's very matter-of-fact about it, and for him it just comes with the territory of having worked in special forces. But likewise, you know, the notion that the military won't kill Americans, yeah, he finds that hilarious. I mean, he knows. He was in special forces. They tell you to go kill somebody, you do it. That's it. You don't ask what citizenship they have. So that whole cultural side of what's going on in circles of military power especially, but, you know, in other circles of power as well, where deception and murder are just the stock in trade, I think maybe we need to you know, have a dialogue between those sectors of our national life and other sectors that don't understand this. Because otherwise, we're, you know, what's going to happen next? I mean, if they had to kill 3,000 people in 2001 to get the effect they needed and to prevent anyone from figuring it out, I mean, what are they going to do next time? How many thousands or tens of thousands are they going to have to kill to shut down our democracy and you know, put anybody who questions them in concentration camps?
Right, and I think the factor that complicates that is, I think we've seen polls now that large numbers of Americans do question the official story of 9/11. They do have serious questions about it. I've seen a poll of one-third of Americans that are of that mind, and a poll of where only 16% actually do believe or do firmly believe the official story. So, you know, whatever event they might need in order to, you know, start yet another war would have to be enough to somewhat, I would think, surpass that activation energy, I would call it, that hurdle of the fact that a great number of Americans already suspect that there's something wrong with the war on terrorism and the explanations for it.
That's right. And we're at a very dangerous time right now with the whole Fifth Fleet, I believe it is, in the Persian Gulf, including a bunch of nuclear-armed submarines with, I forget how many dozen nuclear weapons, all of them something like 100 times the size of Hiroshima. This is a very dangerous moment we're in, and I think we need to, you know, wake people up as fast as possible, hence my own commitment to putting a lot of energy into this now. And in hopes that there will be a long term and to keep working at. So I guess my trajectory is as a whistleblower, a 9/11 truth person, I guess I'm not really a whistleblower, has been to keep working urgently in the present so that there may be a future. But the future will take care of itself as long as there is one.
I agree. We need to start thinking, those of us who are, especially those of us who are over the age of 40, need to start thinking about the next generations, because right now we're putting them at some very serious risk.
Oh, that's right. And you can really see how there's a culture that doesn't value human life and well-being, that that does things like this, that creates these wars, that uses depleted uranium and poisons our soldiers as well as the people where the weapons are used. They talk about Islam supposedly being a culture of death and American culture being a culture of life, but once that seems like when another of these kinds of big lies or reversals of the truth, and that we've got this kind of culture of death within us. We need to come to terms with it and turn it inside out back into a culture of life.
Yeah, I agree.
So as far as other ideas for getting people to be more active and in public, you were suggesting talking to the media and being polite with them and reasonable. How about getting people into the streets? We're hatching something with the 9/11 folks in Ohio, like Sherry and Laura, a little shout out to you two. We're going to try to get people in the streets in November during War on War Week. People can see this at waronwar.us. And the idea of War on War Week is to launch it on Guy Fawkes Day, the 5th of November. Remember, the 5th of November. Of course, that's the day that England celebrates Guy Fawkes Day, the day of the gunpowder plot, when Guy Fawkes was busted with a bunch of barrels of gunpowder underneath Parliament. He was supposedly a Catholic agitator who was going to blow up the Parliament. Turns out it was a big false flag event arranged by the War Party in England, led by Robert Cecil, who wanted war with Catholic Spain. And so they set up this Catholic to take the falls, rather as Muslims have been set up in this country now, and went to war with Spain and Portugal for 100 years and persecuted their Catholic minority right up until today. And every year on Guy Fawkes Day, they burn this effigy of Guy Fawkes, the symbolic Catholic, and all the Catholics in England cower in their basements. And so anyway, on Guy Fawkes Day, November 5th, we're going to declare war on war, and we're going to have a gunpowder plot to use gunpowder for peace. We're going to get fireworks and firecrackers. We're going to set off fireworks like in V for Vendetta, the great movie, and blast the 1812 Overture, get out in public, with sound trucks blasting the 1812 Overture, setting off fireworks, wearing these V for Vendetta Guy Fawkes masks, and generally having a party in public for 9/11 Truth for Peace and against these war trigger false flag operations that really started in a certain sense in the modern era with the Guy Fawkes gunpowder plot. So this week will go from November 5th, Guy Fawkes Day, through November 11th, which is Veterans Day or Armistice Day. It should be a good time. I'm hoping it goes viral and we get people doing like symbolic drive-by attacks, throwing firecrackers at symbolic targets, not at people, but at the symbolic our targets, making a lot of noise in public for 9/11 truth, because we've been quiet. We've been sitting quiet, huddled up beside our computers in our own homes for too long. It's time to get out there and make some noise, and I'm hoping that War on War Week will be a way to do that and get some, you know, some energy from the younger people, the students who are going to really, you know, they're into they like V for Vendetta, and maybe they can, you know, really realize that 9/11 truth is not just for boring old fogies behind computers, but maybe young people can put on these Guy Fawkes masks and get on public and set off fireworks and raise some hell for truth, which is, you know, better than just going out and getting drunk and stupid like a lot of college students do these days. Hey, what do you think of all that, Kevin? Are you going to join us for War on War Week?
Absolutely. That's, you convinced me. I think that I'm ready to get up away from my computer and raise some hell.
Hey, all right. Yeah, well, like Sherry, the War on War genius behind this operation, says, polite women don't make history. That's her button. And you know, polite 9/11 truth activists may not either. This is Kevin Barrett on Truth Jihad Radio, having a great time with Kevin Ryan. We'll be right back to wrap up this show in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly.
Yes, time does fly so quickly, and we're nearing the end of Truth Jihad Radio for today. This is Kevin Barrett coming at you from Irvine, California, and we do have some callers. We're going to have to get them in quickly. So let me just once more give that website, waronwar.us, waronwar.us, if you want to find out about that fantastic event next November. And our first caller here is Roger from Pennsylvania. Hey, how are you doing, Roger?
Thanks, gentlemen. Yeah, I was kind of hoping to pick up from a few weeks back on that, the inadequacy of that left-right paradigm, but that maybe I'll wait till another week. But it's kind of particularly sad in the case of kind of Sleaza Rice, in that of all the apparatchiks of the team administration that is, as I would characterize, as distinguished from the policy drivers. She may be one, but I doubt it. But she's one of the rare few who might show any signs of true intellect or independence of thought. I could understand where that would all be rather stultified after having carried water these many years for team administration. But, you know, I mean, when she started out of the gate, it was like as a rhetorician, she could have sold snowballs to the Eskimos, right?
Well, yeah, we need to get her on board selling 9/11 truth to the masses, don't we?
but now, you know, it's quite to the contrary. It's like the stuff she's had to spew out the last year and more has been, I don't know if Shashi goes home at night and sleeps after slinging some of that slop. You know, it's been, must be a tough road there for her. But, maybe I'll take it up again and give the other caller a chance, and God bless you all.
Okay, well, God bless you, too, and we'll talk with you about the left-right thing next time. Next caller is Fred from Philly. How you doing, Fred?
Kevin, the BBC having a report of the Building 7, is it Building 7, the Solomon Building?
It's the same name for the same, or different names for the same building.
Right. Building 7 having collapsed, and then they go on to a discussion about how that means that we must, go follow whatever the government's rules are. This is the smoking gun, along with the other smoking guns, and they have not logically given an explanation. The explanation has to be that it is scripted. And also, what if that was a, there were a terrorist act what if they had announced that a plane had crashed and 400 people had been killed in a giant plane crash, but they announced it, before. Half an hour or an hour before it happened, people would be screaming, and they'd say, how did you get that information? Who funneled you this information? And they have to really be held accountable.
So, you're absolutely right, Fred. What should we do? Picket BBC and CNN or what?
I think just keep it in the news because it's outrageous. And the other thing I want to bring up is just briefly that NIST, isn't there a whistleblower at NIST? NIST does classified work.
Kevin, is there a whistleblower at NIST?
I'm not currently familiar with a NIST whistleblower, but I do know of a lawsuit related to the Department of Commerce that may have some implications, but we'll have to see.
Okay, well, we'll have to pick it up at a future date here. This is Kevin Barrett on Truth Jihad Radio, just finishing up today. I'll be back with you broadcasting next week from Montana, where I'll be speaking at the University of Montana at Missoula and also at a peace rally there. So everybody, keep working for truth, and God bless you all. I'll talk to you all next week right here on Truth Jihad Radio. Take care.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great group.
grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this issue of Radically Right. This is Jack Otter, your host, live for this Saturday night, March the 10th, 2007. We're here to talk about the insiders and the trouble they cause, the plans for your future, children and your grandchildren. Serious situation. As with every week, I want to start off our meeting with a little prayer. And I ask that you not just listen to me pray, but add your voice. Please join in. And I do ask that you'd add your voice so that a multitude is praying together. Dear Yahweh, God of good, creator of all the universe, God of Abraham and his sons, Ishmael and Isaac, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We ask that you shelter us from the forces of evil. Bless our minds with discernment and our voices with your word. Guide our steps that we may follow your way. Cause the New World Order to fail and its conspirators to be exposed and defeated. Give us courage, help, determination, and material resources. Keep us in the hollow of your hand and shrouded in your Holy Spirit. For we pray in the name of your only begotten Son, the Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are assaulted on all fronts with lies. Lies about everything. Lies about what's going on in Iraq. Lies what's already started in Iran. Lies about the 134 countries in which we have a military presence. Lies about everything. About the POWs left behind. And some of the worst lies that they run on us are the sins of omission. Failure to tell us about important things. Failure to tell us about what's happening to POWs that were left behind. It's just not mentioned. It's not newsworthy, and they don't want to cover it. A good example of it is the depleted uranium weapons that are being utilized in the destruction of Iraq. Like Agent Orange before it, government denies that it's a problem. Like Agent Orange, it's making our boys sick. Once they come through a tank wall, we find that it powders to a dust and it's scattered everywhere. And we know that the depleted uranium is not depleted. The reason we know it's not depleted is because one of our own was hit with what they call friendly fire. And of course, when he got sick, they told him he was malingering and he needs to suck it up and get back into the battle and quit faking being sick. The truth of the matter was he was really sick, and some of that shrapnel started working its way out, and he took a piece of it that was came out of his back, dropped it in an envelope, and sent it to his father, that worked in the Los Alamos Laboratories in the Southwest. And his father checked it out with a Geiger counter, and it pegged the meter. That is, the needle went all the way over to the hottest spot, stuff is nasty. Now, when it pegs the meter like that, you can be sure people are going to be getting sick. And the boys are coming home sick, and they're having babies that are deformed. We're going to talk about that right after this break, so please stay tuned. This is Jack Otter, your host with Radically Right. We're here to take a fight on that new world order.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected
to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Our evening edition of Radically Right. This is your host, Jack Otto. I want you to know that we can be reached in three different ways. Number one, you can catch us on the internet at rbnlive.com. We are available on shortwave at 5.050 and on the satellite at Galaxy One Transponder 17, Narrowband 7.92. Horizontal polarity 133 west. And I want to remind you right off the bat here that freedom isn't free. Now, forefathers warned us that if we ever let it slip away, it would have to be regained at the price of toil and treasure and blood. They put a lot on the line that we may be freed, and if we don't maintain it, if we don't guard it, and the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. We could let that slip through our fingers, and our children and grandchildren wouldn't have it any longer. Now, if you know of somebody other than Republic Radio that's really bringing about the news that you need, the information necessary for you to maintain your freedom, support them. But if you're like me, you know that Republic Broadcasting Network is the forefront of what's really going on, what's really happening here, the real push to save our freedom, and support them. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. That's Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 S, as in South Mays, M-A-Y-S, at Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. I'm reminded of some of the great speakers in our past, people that have mentioned things that really ring home, because like George and Sandy Amis said, if we fail to remember the past, we are condemned to repeat it. And I think the words of Julius Caesar are important here, because he warned us that we should beware the leader that bangs the drums of war in order to whip the citizenry into a patriotic fervor. For patriotism is indeed a double-edged sword. It both emboldens the blood just as it narrows the mind, and when the drums of war reach a fever pitch and the blood boils and the hate in the mind has closed, the leader will have no need in seizing the rights of the citizenry. Rather, the citizenry, infused with fear and blinded by patriotism, will offer up all their rights unto the leader, and gladly so. How do I know? For this is what I have done, and I am Caesar. That's Julius Caesar. If you remember these things, if you can quote from famous personages in the past, you have a better chance of impressing your friends and making them see the light of the danger in front of them, because you and I don't have much credibility as far as they're concerned. But great people in the past are taken a little more seriously. Like Daniel Webster, who said, "Good intentions will always be pleaded for every assumption of authority. It is hardly too strong to say that the Constitution was made to guard the people against the dangers of good intentions. There are men in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be masters." That's a direct quote from Daniel Webster, one of our founding fathers. There was a great Russian narrative called Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Isvayevich Solzhenitsyn. And he talked about the Soviet threat. And when he was captured and did time in the prison camp, he wrote down and later published after he was able to escape from there, "How we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive or not? Or if during periods of mass arrest, people had not simply sat in their lairs, paling with terror, at every bang at the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, and whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. We cowered back. We were afraid we would be next. We hoped it would all blow over." thought of all the things we could have done to stop them. There was another man who was one of the heroes of the Founding Fathers, a guy by the name of John Locke. And he noted that whenever legislatures endeavor to take away and destroy the property of the people, to reduce them to slavery under arbitrary power, they put themselves into a state of war with the people, who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience. And we can see how our current politicians have openly defied the Constitution, and they believe they have some kind of authority to do so because of the bankruptcy that was filed here in the United States in the early 30s. And Congress was made a custodian of the country. And they gave the president, from that position of authority and power, the power to make executive decisions. And through these executive decisions, we see that what we thought were unalienable constitutional rights have been whittled away to nearly nothing. And it's important for us to stand up and speak up and do what is absolutely necessary to make sure that our children and grandchildren are able to maintain freedom. One of our former presidents, at a time before he was president, Sam Adams said in 1776, "If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arm. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains rest lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever one of our countrymen." When the Founding Fathers were speaking out like that, we should listen. They're the ones that put their lives on the line and throw king off our back. And this is going to be the land of the free only as long as we're brave. Or as soon as we're willing to fold, they're willing to step in. And those people who say, "Well, I'm willing to do what I can," unless, of course, they threaten my job. Well, is that all it takes for you to give up your freedom, is for them to threaten your job? If that's it, they'll do it. If you're willing to stand up for freedom and fight as long as they don't threaten your life, they're willing to threaten your life. And if that's all it takes to make you fold, they're willing to take the step. But you got to get out there. You got to fight. It takes more than voting. It takes waking up people. See, voting has become a joke. There was a guy named Yosef Vissarionovich Djougashvili. Now, he was a Yiddish fella. His real name was Joseph Stalin. No, his real name was Joseph Vissarionovich Djougashvili. He passed himself off as Joseph Stalin. He passed himself off as an anti-Semite after the likes of Trotsky. But he was one of the same crowd. And when he said, "Those who cast their votes by nothing, those who count the votes, everything. If we're going to be free, we're going to have to be brave." And there's too many people out there that are willing to fold. And we have to understand that that voting process is
ephemeral. You got headaches?